We're looking at Acts chapter 21, verses 10 through 16. Let me pick up at verse 15. It says, "After this, we started on our way up to Jerusalem, and some of the disciples from Caesarea accompanied us and brought us to the home of Mnason, where we were to stay. He was a man from Cyprus and one of the early disciples." Well, with all the protests out of the way, Paul's conviction to continue to Jerusalem was now cemented. Luke says, "We started on our way up to Jerusalem." And once again, we note the ever-present phrase, "up to Jerusalem." Luke notes the geography for us. Going to Jerusalem is always an upward trip, with the city's elevation of some 2,500 feet above sea level. Now notice something. At first, Paul's company and the disciples at Caesarea had tried to talk him out of finishing the trip to Jerusalem. Now Luke informs us that some of the Caesarean disciples had actually decided to join Paul. In pointing out this change, the late John MacArthur notes, "Isn't that fantastic? Here were all these, 'Don't go, don't go. Oh, you're going to get persecuted.' And you know what happened? Paul left and they went with him." There is something contagious about the courage that is shown here. D.L. Moody, the great Chicago evangelist and pastor during the 1800s, used to tell this story. A man who had 500 soldiers went to war with a king who had 3,000. The latter realized the odds and sent a messenger to the younger man saying, "You can surrender and I'll treat you mercifully and will save lives on both sides." The younger challenger called up two of his soldiers. He put the first one in front of the messenger and said, "Take this dagger and drive it into your heart." The soldier obeyed him and fell to the ground dead. Then he told the second soldier, "Dive off that cliff into that chasm." And the soldier immediately obeyed, crashing onto the rock below. After that, the younger challenger looked at the king's messenger and said, "Go back and tell your king that I have 500 other men just like those." Paul's courage was contagious. Some of the very same believers who tried to dissuade him from going to Jerusalem packed their bags and went with him. Now, lastly, Luke gives us one more historical note. He writes, "They brought us to the home of Mnason, where we were to stay, and he was a man from Cyprus and one of the early disciples." We don't have a lot of details about Mnason, but we can infer some things from our text. First, his name is decidedly Greek. He was probably a Hellenistic Jew, meaning that he was a Jew by descent, but he was born on Gentile soil and spoke the Greek language. Luke says he was from Cyprus, the same country that Barnabas was from. Luke says that Mnason, an early disciple, he is, of course, thinking of the time frame of Jesus' ministry to the day of Pentecost. We don't know if he became an outer ring disciple of Jesus during Christ's ministry, or if he was one of the converts on the day of Pentecost. Luke's description indicates that Mnason was getting in to the area where he was very much on in years. Given his early conversion, this would make sense, as Paul's third missionary to Jerusalem trip was around 57 AD. Note that Mnason was Paul's host in Jerusalem. The Western text adds the additional information that his home was at the village between Caesarea and Jerusalem, but this cannot be verified. Finally, some Bible scholars suggest that Mnason is one of Luke's authorities for his accounts of the early church at Caesarea and Jerusalem. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.